Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Larry Klimovitz, who's Executive Director of the Baltimore Metropolitan Council. And Larry's here this morning to talk to us about various things regional. So, Larry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, and we appreciate it this Saturday morning. Could you please, first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and it's been a while since I've had anybody from the council on, tell us a little bit about the Baltimore Metropolitan Council.
Well, the Baltimore Metropolitan Council is a private nonprofit corporation, first of all. Most people would think of it as a government agency, but it's not. We're not government employees. We are a private nonprofit. And primarily what we do is we provide a forum for providing regional solutions to common problems. We define the metropolitan area as Baltimore City and the five surrounding counties. So our board members are made up of Mayor Dixon, Commissioner Dean Minnick from Carroll County, County Executive Jim Smith, County Executive David Craig, County Executive John Leopold, and County Executive Ken Ullman. They comprise my board of directors, and they direct our work.
Uh-huh. And so as the county executives change?
Yeah, our board.
Your board changes.
Our board changes as well. Ah. And as you know, we've just recently had quite a turnover. Half of our board members have changed. Uh-huh. And I just recently had my first board meeting with all the new board members. I try to give the board members time to go through their transitions and so forth. So on January 23rd, I had my first board meeting of all the new board members. And it's exciting to see how they all interact.
That must be interesting. As the parties of the county executives change, perhaps their policies also. Huh?
Sometimes the policies uh-huh. or the thrusts of the different administrations change. But what's very encouraging to see is that as a group, when the elected officials get together, they realize that a lot of problems that are in one jurisdiction are shared by another, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And it's far more efficient to come up with common problems or share information or come up with multi-jurisdictional task forces or solutions to common problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Aside from everything else, you save a lot of money that way. You save a lot of resources.
I'm really happy to say I believe we do save a lot of money for taxpayers, because everything we do, every recommendation we make, every task force we help staff, every document we put out is given on to the executives and the mayor and so forth, and in turn, mm-hmm. if put into place, that saves taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, because it's crazy, finally, when somebody goes out to look for a house or an apartment or a job or whatever, they're not looking at a specific jurisdiction. They're looking for a job or a house or an apartment.
That's absolutely correct. Several years ago, the Baltimore Metropolitan Council put on a forum. It was really an economic development type of forum, but it also had to do with a lot of common problems. And we entitled that forum, "There Are No Boundaries." Mm-hmm. And in fact, we had the whole board involved, and we talked of a lot of common problems, a lot of common opportunities, and so forth, and invited the private enterprise in as well. But "There Are No Boundaries" is really sort of like the mantra of what it is a metropolitan council should be doing.
Right, right. What are your major services and activities at this point?
Well, we provide services in several different forms, not a whole lot of forms. Our primary focus, indeed, three-quarters of what we do are in the areas of regional transportation planning. Mm-hmm. The idea being that roadways don't stop at jurisdictional boundaries. They go from one jurisdiction to another. You have the mm-hmm. Beltway. You have all these roads that go back and forth. And what we try to do is we provide the basis to provide some regional traffic analysis and regional transportation planning for the Baltimore metropolitan region's roadway network. We deal with automobile traffic. We deal with freight movement. We deal with air quality analysis. Mm-hmm. Part of what we do that we're federally mandated to do is do what's called air conformity analysis. And what that means is when there is a new development of significant size or a new major roadway network as a non-attainment area, the Baltimore area is a non-attainment area for ozone and several other air quality standards, we have to look at that and ascertain that improvement, number one, doesn't provide a detriment to air quality, but number two actually improves the air quality.
Huh.
We're involved with that.
It's going to be quite a stretch in some cases, huh?
It's not really a stretch, because anytime you can get traffic moving, uh-huh. okay, whether uh-huh. you're in a metropolitan area or out around about, anytime you get the traffic moving, it betters air quality. What hurts you is congestion.
Right.
And stopping and going, what hurts you, and not only with automobiles, but trucks, trains, all of it. And the idea is to keep it all moving to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the requirement in order for the region to be able to receive and make use of federal highway dollars. Mm-hmm. The federal government requires that as a non-attainment area. So we're involved in transportation planning. We're involved in water quality and water supply issues within the region. Baltimore City is the czar of water in our Baltimore metropolitan region. They own all of the reservoirs, although none of them are in Baltimore City. They own all the reservoirs.
Uh-huh.
So we get involved in water supply and water quality issues to protect our drinking water. We get involved in regional procurement issues. Everybody knows you go to Sam's Club or you go to these places, you buy in bulk. And what we look to do is pull all these procurement ideas together, and we go out for regional bids on books, on copier paper for the region, on automobile tires for county and city fleets. We do all that. And just recently, we put a bid out. We're buying electricity right now. The governments are, as a regional entity. We're buying it en masse right off of the grid, right off of the power grid, what's called a PJM grid. Mm-hmm. And we estimate savings to the region once we get all the electricity accounts up and buying this way. We estimate we're going to save anywhere from $12 to $15 million a year.
Wow.
That's in taxpayer dollars for the region.
Wow. And that means each taxpayer in each jurisdiction will benefit.
Exactly, right. Because those monies, those tax dollars that aren't spent on energy can go to other kinds of services and not just providing lights and heating and cooling, you know, in government buildings.
Or even maybe shutter a tax refund.
So we're involved in regional procurement. We're involved in a rideshare program, which is linking up commuters with sharing their ride and so forth, you know, carpools and the like.
Hmm. Neat.
Yes, and we're also involved in we staff and maintain a regional information center of regional economic data. We track and maintain a library or a database, actually, of all the building permits in the region. So we can track economic development and see how much construction is going on where.
How can someone find out more information? I know you've got a great website.
We do have a great website. Thanks for the lead-in. We just recently redesigned our whole website, and if you just go to www.baltometro.org, mm-hmm. you can find our website for the Baltimore Metropolitan Council. There we'll list all of the activities that we're involved with. It will also link to each of our member counties in Baltimore City insofar as what their involvement with us are. It lists everything from who we are, what we do, our history, the things we're involved in. Also gives a staff directory and how you can become more involved with the metropolitan area, how you can help us help the city and the counties. So I would encourage everyone, take a look at that website. It's great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of data on there if you're interested in checking out some of the things that Larry's saying. There's a lot of information there about the region and different ways of looking at the region that's fascinating.
Well, besides all the usual data you'll see as far as population and area and the economy and so forth, we have links to several documents that we've put out. One is on regional economic indicators, which gives you a good snapshot as to the overall mm-hmm. health and the economy of each jurisdiction and also of the region. We also have information in there regarding the BRAC study. Everybody's heard of base realignment and closure.
Right.
We've been heavily involved in working with state government and particularly Maryland Department of Planning on BRAC, and we provided the services to the state government insofar as the transportation analysis of BRAC.
Huh.
So some of that will be there. The full report, the full BRAC report that we were involved in, I would point everybody to, if you just go on to state government, Maryland Department of Planning, that whole BRAC report is on Maryland Department of Planning's website as well.
Yeah, talk about an impact on transportation and a number of other things. Huh?
Quite an impact. It'll have quite an impact. Luckily, we have lead time to deal with this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
However, any kind of transportation improvement, whether it be roadway, mass transit, takes years from beginning to end.
Right.
So there's not a whole lot of time to waste. We've got the planning underway. We need to get busy with actually putting things on the ground to make ourselves ready. But it's a great opportunity for the region.
What big things are going to happen? I guess everybody'd say, well, 95 is being widened.
Correct.
So that makes sense.
Correct.
And it looks like Harford County is going to do finally rezoning.
Well, I think they're going to come up with – I think Harford County, yeah, that's a very local issue. But, uh-huh. but County Executive Craig, is kickstarting the comprehensive rezoning process mm-hmm. over. But everyone is trying to deal with growth issues. Each of our counties and the city, everybody has growth opportunities and they also have growth challenges. And what you want to try to do – I mean academically, what you want to try to do is put people where the transit is for mass transit, where the railways are – where the highway interchanges are. You want to put people that have – so they have close and convenient access to transportation and or transit. That's not always possible in a lot of jurisdictions because of zoning restrictions, because of land use plans right. and so forth. So while you can't reinvent the wheel here, everyone – each of our executives and the mayor, what they're trying to work cooperatively together to make sure that where there is available housing stock – we try to promote that area where there is available housing stock,
yeah.
a la Baltimore City. This is a great opportunity for Baltimore City, and I know Mayor Dixon and her staff and Deputy Mayor Andy Frank. I mean, they're really working hard to try to make sure that people are aware of all the opportunities available in Baltimore City. And likewise, in Anne Arundel County and Harford County, where Fort Meade and Aberdeen are, both Executive Leopold and Executive Craig are doing their best to make sure that their growth goes in those designated growth envelopes and so forth that don't contribute to sprawl,
mm-hmm.
and that they have the infrastructure necessary to support these folks. Now, clearly, a lot of these people will be on base, but an awful lot of adjunct jobs and families will be off base as well.
Right.
And that's what we have to prepare for, because this will be a great boost to our regional economy.
Yeah, that it will. That it will. And I know that the council will be right in the middle of it.
Yes, to be sure. To be sure.
We've got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to ask you the state of regionalism. We talked a little bit before the program began about it, and
uh-huh.
and I know that in some ways in regionalism, the Baltimore area is way out in front, and in some ways we're not so far out in front.
Well, Bill, I think that's commonplace no matter where you might go in the country.
Absolutely.
While everyone agrees, and you know, you and I can agree that it's great if we're having a family gathering. We go out and we share our backyards with each other because together our backyards aren't big enough.
Right.
But then when it comes down to it, we go home, I have to mow my own grass. You have to mow your own grass. And so it is with regionalism in a lot of ways. Everyone recognizes, and our elected officials all recognize, that there are a lot of opportunities that can be solved regionally, and they're solved more efficiently. But by the same token, they have to make sure that they respond to their local constituents' concerns,
right.
and they have to hear that loud and clear. And as you may know, I mean, everyone's heard the words NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Right.
Well, I think every jurisdiction in this region, every jurisdiction probably in the country has a certain amount of that, depending on what it is you're talking about.
Yep.
And certainly the elected officials have to be mindful of that. But they're leaders. They're all elected as leaders. So they have to lead their constituency and their citizenry to what they consider to be the best solutions. Now, get back to your question. As I told you, we just had our first board meeting of all the newly elected officials on the 23rd. And I am very encouraged. I am very encouraged with the camaraderie that I saw. I'm very encouraged by the conversation that I heard and so forth. And one of the things they asked us to do in regards to BRAC, and this was our first meeting together with uh-huh. SBMC, they asked us to provide transportation analysis for them of BRAC projects absent any kind of jurisdictional boundaries.
And I'm going to have to have you come back, because that's about all the time we have.
Thank you, Bill.
Larry, come on back.
I certainly will. Just we'll arrange a time and date.
That sounds great. That sounds great. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Larry Klimovitz, who's Executive Director for the Baltimore Metropolitan Council.
Thank you, Bill.
Larry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your work, and keep up your good work for all of us.
Look forward to it.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.